At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm delighted to be joined online by Tom Vaughan Lawler. You'll know him from his role in the Marvel franchise or from Nidge in Love, Hate. And now he's starring in a new Netflix film alongside Bill Nighy and Michael Ward. It's called The Beautiful Game and it's released globally on the 29th of March. Tom, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you're a busy man because you've another movie coming out, I believe, this coming Friday called Baltimore. But first of all, talk about The Beautiful Game. The Beautiful Game is soccer, of course. So this has got to be about a soccer tournament, but one with a difference.
Yes, it's the tournament in question is the Homeless World Cup, which is a real tournament held internationally every year. This year it's in Seoul. And it's taking homeless people from different countries and them representing their countries at an international football tournament. And our story is following the English Homeless World Cup team and their journey from London to the tournament in Rome and where they try and win the tournament.
Now, does this have the blessing of the real Homeless World Cup?
Yes. So the Homeless World Cup charity is heavily involved. Colin Farrell's an ambassador of the charity. He's also a producer on the film. So they're heavily involved and behind it. And it's an amazing organization that was founded in 2001 to try and combat, to find a global solution to homelessness. And they set this tournament up. And the first tournament was in 2003 in Austria. And since then, it's been on every continent in the world. And it's an amazing, they hold year-round trials internationally for their teams. And then they go to the host nation and they play.
So how do they select a team, Tom? I mean, do you have to be literally living on the streets to qualify, or how does
there
it
are
work?
Yeah, there are four criteria. So you got to be either homeless in that particular year. You have to make your living as a street vendor selling a homeless paper or magazine. You have to be or have been an asylum seeker, or you have to be in addiction rehabilitation. So they're the criteria. But once you qualify, then they then hold trials. There are tournaments within each country. And it's about giving homeless people structure and community and also tackling the stigma attached to homeless people internationally, this idea of what homeless people can and can't do. And it's such a huge issue. It's a big thing, obviously, increasingly in Dublin. It's a massive thing in London. So it's a really uplifting story about the Homeless World Cup.
Now, soccer is a global game and everybody, pretty much everybody in the world kicks a football.
Yeah.
Or, in Africa, they could tie, lumps of paper together with rope and kick that around. But, people play and can play. But what is the standard like in the Homeless World Cup?
The standard is absolutely phenomenal. Like we, in the film, about 60 to 70% is choreographed, rehearsed moves. And then 30%, around 35% is improvised free flow stuff they got of us playing the teams. But they just beat us off the park. They're so, the skill level is like phenomenal. And there's a women's tournament and a men's tournament in the actual Homeless World Cup. But in our film, they're kind of mixed all together. But the standard is like just phenomenal.
Okay, so your team presumably is a team made up of actors, or is it? Are there some entirely of actors? Entirely of actors.
We're all actors running around thinking, pretending to be, Messi or whoever, and failing gloriously at it. Mm-hmm. Like I'm supposed to be a brilliant goalkeeper, but then you watch the film and you realize I'm not as good as I thought I was. So it's we have differing skill levels. So Michael Ward, who plays Vinny, who's the lead character, he's an amazing footballer in real life. So we were all kind of running around after him trying to be good,
I'm wondering, is this tale one of complete redemption, or is there light and shade?
Yeah, there is light and shade. And there's a great documentary called Kicking It, which Colin Farrell produced in 2008. If people can find it, it's a documentary following the homeless World Cup. And they focus on a few teams. One of the teams they focus on is the Irish national team. And you find out, you follow them through the tournament and you find out what happens to the team afterwards. And it's incredibly moving and pretty heartbreaking. You know, some people go on and find the support they need, and other people just fall through the cracks, which is just something that just unfortunately happens. And our story is, again, trying to find, it's the true stories of their lives afterwards. And some people don't make it and some do.
Yeah. And do the organization, the Homeless World Cup and the constituent national teams, do they try to mind the people who've starred for them?
Yeah. There's an amazing kind of aftercare. So once the tournament is over, it's a year-round organization. And once the tournament is over, there are support mechanisms in place to keep people afloat and to keep people involved, be it in the charity or in trying to find housing or employment. So it's a big, big organization, and they do incredible work.
Now, in the movie, when you're playing against other teams, are they real teams from the Homeless World Cup?
Yeah. So what happened is Netflix flew. So we shot the film in Rome, and Netflix flew all the national Homeless World Cup teams into Rome to shoot with us. So every team you see in the film us playing against are the real teams. So at the end of the film, there's a beautiful montage of all the teams standing together, and you see them. So, but yeah, they were all the real teams, and they're just phenomenal. And so, you know, during the shoot, we learned about their lives and we chatted them. And they're all these incredible stories of people with great resilience and who want their own dignity. And it's a really moving, uplifting film.
Yeah, so you got to meet people, the kind of people that you might not normally come across at all.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're all thrown together into this shoot, and it was a very egalitarian shoot, and we made sure that it was a very communal experience for everyone. It wasn't kind of a hierarchical place like we were the actors and they were extras.
You weren't in your Winnebago.
Exactly. You're like, yeah, I'll be in my trailer. There was none of that, because it's just not the kind of film you want that to happen on. But they were, you know, they were so generous to us in terms of allowing us to try, and they were trying to make us look good, which was a really hard job for them because they were all so talented. Yeah. But it was amazing. Yeah.
Now, shooting in Rome, that is a joy in itself, I suspect.
Oh, like I mean, just phenomenal. The only problem was we shot in over the summer. So we started for like 3 months, and we were doing all the football stuff in August, which is when all the Romans get out of town because it's so hot. So we were all kind of keeling over between shots, and it was like, you know, shooting for 10 hours per day in the kind of, in the intensity of midday heat. So it was quite challenging, but you know, what makes up for it is the backdrop of the Eternal City. I mean, what an extraordinary place.
Yeah. Are you a better footballer today now, Tom, than you were?
I wish I was. In the trailer, I think I conceded about 5 goals alone. And my son was looking at it going, what are you trying to do? I'm like, I'm trying to save the goals. He's like, yeah, you're not doing a great job. Mm. So I think I'm not as good as I thought I was, shall we say.
Okay. Yeah, as I say, you're busy. I'm told that Love Hate has had more wings as well. More people are seeing it in Britain. Tell me about Baltimore.
Baltimore is the story of Rose Dugdale, the English heiress who became an IRA volunteer. And the story, our story focuses on the heist, the stealing of the Rusborough paintings in 1974, and the aftermath of Rose Dugdale trying to escape. And it's a film, it's not a kind of standard biopic, cradle to the grave biopic. It focuses mostly on the raid and the aftermath. So I play one of her sidekicks in the gang who took the paintings. And it's a kind of meditation on art and identity and class and faith.
Yeah. And you weren't to know that in advance of its release, Rose Dugdale would die.
It's extraordinary. In the same week, it's an extraordinary timing of an extraordinary life. Yeah, amazing.
I'm sure, Tom, you have other projects underway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's I'm very fortunate to have to be busy. So I'm kind of like juggling things left, right, and center. But glad to be busy.
All right. Look, Tom, we wish you all the best in all your endeavors. The Beautiful Game will be seen on Netflix globally on the 29th of March, and I think Baltimore will be released this coming Friday.
That's right.
Tom, thank you very much for joining us on the line. That's Tom Vaughan Lawler.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.